intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe it's right. I'm the base of boxing. I'm the cash cow. I hold the record for pay-per-view.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. This is your immediate reaction. Gerald Miller versus Gerald Washington. And Big Baby Miller gets that KO. Now, obviously, this is a common top 10 opponent with Deontay Wilder, someone that Big Baby has been very vocal in trying to land a fight with. So I'm sure that the fight fans are going to use this as a gauge to see where Baby landed in, the landscape of the heavyweight division. I want to say I was impressed with that punch retention. He was just walking straight through the punches of Gerald Washington with not very much caution or worry, right? I mean, he was and he's very tricky with his hands, you know. He keeps them in Gerald's face. He's touching the forearms. He's touching the gloves. And he's a very busy guy for a 298-pound man. I was definitely impressed. They were doing a lot of talking on the telecast in terms of how much weight, he weighs, how much he should lose. Can he lose some? I guess we should talk about weight reduction if we start to see, I guess, Big Baby gassing. I don't think that I seen him gassing. I think I seen him just throwing caution to the wind, right? Like, he obviously realized Gerald Washington couldn't hurt him. And decided he was going to take a little more shots than he probably normally would. But you heard the commentators on tonight's telecast saying that this is Washington's style. Miller's style. This is the way that he fought when he fought versus Fred Cassie. So he's probably one of those guys that takes a couple to give one. The power is something that we have to ask ourselves, I guess, is it there? We've seen Wilder stop Washington, but to be fair to Miller, he stopped him on his feet as well, right? So it was like the referee noticed Washington wasn't all there and jumped in. And it was something similar in this fight where I believe it was Washington not answering the bell or giving up on the stool. But it wasn't a clean knockout. So the power, we really don't know, because, you know, we're looking at Miller, and as big as he is, we don't know if he's just wearing down his opponents. Could he just happen to be, as our Los Angeles correspondent said today, Aaron Cantu, is Big Baby Miller just simply the Sean Porter of the heavyweight division? Is he that mauling style that's going to wear you down in the heavyweight division? Is what we need to ask ourselves. And while we're asking each other questions, we need to ask one another, were we entertained? How entertained were we by this fight? How entertained were we by Gerald Miller? Obviously, we had a lot of hopes on him because of his entertaining and brashful mannerisms and characteristics. I also want to make note of the scorecards. We did have a very bad scorecard. It was a 76-76 by Judge John Stewart. He scored the first round 10-9. Then he scored the second round 10-9 for Miller. So the first was 10-9 for Washington, second 10-9 for Miller. And then he went 10 for Miller, excuse me, Washington, in the third and in the fourth. In the fifth, he went 10 for Miller, Washington 6, 7-8 Miller. So I don't know. He added a stoppage at the time of the draw. I don't know what to say about that. But I wanted to give you the scorecards. The other judges, John Petrujol, or if I'm pronouncing that right, he has 72-79. And Robert Perez had it 75-76. So, again, I just want to know where you guys think that Big Baby Miller falls in this heavyweight division. Where do you rank this performance? How do you compare this one up with his nemesis, right? I mean, him and Deontay Wilder have that rivalry. Wilder claims to have sent Gerald Miller to the hospital in Wilder's sparring camp. Miller claims that Wilder fights nothing but bums. Did this fight make a big enough or a loud enough statement to at least start having the fight fans demand or ask for or clamor for a Gerald Miller versus Deontay fight down the line? Now I told you guys during the week for this fight that I had talked to a few people, and my sources told me that this fight, as long as Miller could win it, meant a three-fight deal for him. So it is the immediate reaction show, and we do have some fights to watch on the Showtime telecast. But these are all questions that we should have in the back of our mind for Sunday's show. So what we'll do is, in the meantime, we'll jump out to the callers, we'll get your immediate reaction, and we'll go back to these fights, because so far so good. They were entertaining. Katie Taylor did her job, and it's time for you to do yours. We're gonna go out to the sponsors and then to the callers.
Fight fans, don't leave the decision in the hands of the judges. Download the Throwdown scoring app and receive live scoring, CompuBox stats, boxing predictions from other users around the world. Head over to your iPhone App Store or your Google Play Store and download it absolutely free.
Going out to the United Kingdom, talk to me, Coach Mitty. What did you think of this heavyweight brawl?
Yo, so to answer your question, was I entertained? I was somewhat entertained because of the way Miller was coming forward, but I wasn't impressed with the technique on display from his punches, and I was a bit disappointed by Washington. He didn't adopt a good game plan, or maybe he couldn't, right? But and on the UK broadcast, they called Miller a poor Derek Chisora's version, which made me laugh. It made me laugh, but I don't know. I don't think Miller will do well against Wilder. Wilder will beat him, and I don't think he will do well against the top class heavyweight. It looks too basic, but yeah, he can take a punch, and it's interesting for a big guy to have a good athleticism. So good on him for that. But yeah, I don't know. I'm not convinced by him. He's a good talker, but I don't know. His fight didn't impress
me. Mitty, I probably have the answer to this one myself, but you're out in the UK. He had a lot of choice words for Joshua. Is that a good fight, or is it too soon?
Hell no. He can't fight Joshua. He can't fight Wilder, because he's taking too many punches. He walks into straight line. Washington couldn't hurt him because he didn't have the pop in his shot. But Wilder and Joshua will just hurt him seriously. So, no, it's not a good fight for him. And we don't even have to go to the elite fighters like those guys. He won't be doing well, or he'll barely be doing well against Dominic Brazil. I think Dominic Brazil can take care of him, actually.
All right. Well, listen, Coach Mitty, thanks for calling in. We're going to go out to some ringers in Boomerang. Guys that haven't been on in a long time, but alumni, we're going to the New York City Ambassador Castle Hill Gill, live at the fights. Castle Hill Gill, what's going on, brother? How's that excitement over there with Big Baby Miller getting that eighth round KO?
It's all right, man. You know, people are a little excited. You know, we're still waiting for the big fights with Charlo and Highland and Rona and Garcia. You know, Miller ain't ready for no Wilder. You know what I'm saying? the kid is big and shit, you know, and he pushes forward and all that, but Washington got some hands in there too, you know what I'm saying? That so we all can be hanging out with a bunch of people out here. It's not really packed though. Shit is kinda empty to be real honest with you. It's early, so you know, I'll probably check in later and see what's going on, but you know, it's not what I expected. I thought it was gonna be packed as shit.
Really? I mean, it is the first fight, and that was Showtime YouTube stream only, Gil. So the television part hasn't started yet.
It hasn't. That's true. So we'll wait a few minutes to see how things turn out. You know, but other than that, I mean, we got a nice, you know, we're here. The boxing fans are here. We talked about it. We debated it. It's a big fight for us. And I'm hoping that everybody will enjoy what happens tonight. I got Brona, bro.
Well, all right, Gil, let me get to some other callers. This is an immediate reaction show. Telecast has started. We're 5 minutes in. It's 5 minutes past nine. We're going to go out to some more ringers and boomerangs. We got Detroit's own Stainless.
Straight to the point for those with attention deficit. I'm so repetitive, so I got to repeat. Stainless from the streets to the deep. I'm coming with that heat. All you need to know about me, I'm coming with that heat.
Yo, what up? Yeah, fight getting started. So I'm gonna just go on to chime in with what everybody else said. It was a good performance from Baby Miller, but like I said to everybody else, Gerald Washington don't really have no power in his punches. He's an arm puncher. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I still think that he have a hard test against. As somebody just said, Dominic Brazil, or even Luis Ortiz. Even Joseph Parker right now, I think Joseph Parker would do a better chance against Baby Miller than, I mean, he's good, he's decent, but you can still see where he needs some work technically. So, I'm saying, I keep looking, you know what I'm saying? It was good to see a heavyweight fight tonight on top of it, so I'll keep watching. And I'll talk to you after this fight. So, peace.
All right, Stainless, thanks for calling in. We're going out to Cyrus in Indianapolis. Go for it.
Hey, man, Gerald Miller is garbage, man. I'm just going to come around and say, Gerald Miller is garbage. He has slow feet. He has slow hands. He has, like, zero snap on his punches. I feel like any good boxer with good movement who can, like, box him, it just box circles around him, man. I think he's just completely garbage. And as far as the entertainment value, I definitely wasn't entertained because Washington didn't really put up much of a fight. And he told me he wanted to fight Deontay Wilder. I think Wilder would destroy him. I think Wilder will box circles around him. And Gerald Miller did show a weakness he is, a vulnerable for the right hand. I think Yacht Water just hit him with the right hand and knock his ass out. It would take like three rounds, I think.
All right, brother. Well, thank you for calling in, Cyrus. Marcus in D.C., make it snappy, Pappy.
Yo, yo. Big Baby better get on that conditioning, man. He beat the dude who was in front of him. I give him that. All the credit in the world, he let his hands go. But anybody else out there that's in those top tiers that he talking about fighting, man, ram that right hand down the middle on him, man, and move to the side and not back up and waste so much energy as Gerald Washington. You can see Gerald Washington's experience with dealing with somebody who walked forward. Good fight for Gerald Miller. He did what he was supposed to do, but he needed to get conditioned, take on a couple more of the top 10 dudes, not the ones he talking about, get down to like 275, and then I might give him a chance. Yo, did anybody just peep Adrian Broner came in? Mikey Garcia must have negotiated that he had to cut that beard off, so let's see what happens. Let's see if that has any effect over how Broner takes some of these punches tonight. Get back with y'all on the late show. Peace.
All right. Amin, New Jersey, immediate reaction. Talk to us.
Yo, immediate reaction. He needs to fight Stiverne. He's not ready for, I mean, you know, like I said, he's on the level of a Washington. Let him even fight Brazil. Brazil is a common opponent between both Joshua and this other guy, and Wilder. So that's my immediate reaction. Either Stiverne or Brazil is his next fight. You know, it is what it is. Next caller.
All right, brother. Youssef in H-Town, talk to me.
And listen, man, I think he loses against the top five, any top five heavyweight. He's a sucker for the straight right hand. Definitely. Straight right hand all night. He's a good prospect, but he can't be top five, I don't think. All right. See you later.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in, Youssef. And our last caller of the night, we're going to Majid in Orlando.
Yeah, man, I don't really got nothing to say on it. I mean, Miller won like I thought he would, you know. Whether it was ugly or not, I expected it to be ugly. This dude came from MMA, so, I mean, I got to give him credit. I don't give a fuck how he looked. He won. He did his job. So his next opponent, man, I just want to say, I think he did an all right job, you know. Fuck what everybody's talking about. That's all I got.
All right. Well, Majid, thank you for calling in. I'm getting a word from the producer. The telecast has started. Charlo Hyland have been stepping in the ring. I want to last check in on the producer. Are they actually in the ring? Did the I don't know. What are they calling it these days? The national anthems. Yeah. Has the ref been in there? Everything's done. Are we ready?
Yes, they're in the ring.
Oh, shit. Look at Matt coming through in a bat signal. Yes, they're in the ring. All right, guys. Well, this has been your immediate reaction show to Gerald Miller versus Gerald Washington. Big Baby Miller gets the 8th round KO. Find us here tonight immediately after Adrian Broner and Mikey Garcia have their post-fight interviews for the immediate reaction show of Broner Garcia. Only here. Remember that number, 1-425-569-5241. Save it in your favorites, ladies and gentlemen. This number is the same number every single time. And international callers at Nestor Gibbs on Skype. See you after the main event.